Blog Talk Radio.
In the past, my life has been inundated by those who truly didn't understand the term commitment. The connections would flourish and become entangled by daily life experiences. Quickly, that which seemed so promising turned barren. What has recently appeared before me seems to break all the rules of the past. I find myself waiting to overcome the next obstacle because the connection will be strengthened by the experience. You have created a love within me which was unforeseeable. I've never known love like this. I've never known love like this. My commitment to us is deeper than I ever conceived it could be between a man and a woman. I never dreamed that my belief in the Lord's word would manifest itself in this fashion. I live to put into words what being one with you does to my spirit. I look forward to loving you in a way not known to either of us. Have I ever known love like this? I've never known love like this. I've never known love like this. I have never loved like this before. I refuse to allow it to disappear as those in the past. You are my treasure that I've searched for most of my adult life. It would be crazy to let the daily distractions of living dismantle what I have discovered. I will not look back, but embrace the new love created by our connection. I've never known love like this. I never known love like this. I've never known love like this. Never known love like this.
Welcome, everyone. This is James Sashay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. I want to go first and foremost say that I am feeling a little sad and about the fact that so much of our country is under siege right now by the snow, and I want to let everyone out there who's all bundled up toward the north know that my heart goes out to you, and I truly wish that you're in a safe place, but it's real hard to know that so many of you are going through this weather, this cold weather, and I really would just hope that everybody's okay. So I just wanted to say that first and foremost. This evening, we're going to talk about the Oscars and talk about some of the individuals who've had some statements and made some statements regarding the Oscars. We've had Jada Pinkett Smith come out and give her thoughts, and we've had Stacey Nash give her thoughts and Jenny Hubbard give her thoughts. And I just want to just give us the opportunity to have a voice. One of the things that's important to me is that my show gives everyone the opportunity to have a voice. And no group of people, be it groups of women, groups of white women, groups of black women, groups of black men, groups of teenagers, groups of Asians, are ever going to all speak with one voice. But certainly clear, as I think this situation with the Oscars are, we should ought to have similar voices. And in this case, it doesn't seem to be that way. So I just want to have us talk about, you know, what the situation is with the Oscars and how it impacts us as a nation, actually. You know, it impacts all of us in one form or another. So it's important that we talk about it and figure out, you know, what it is we think, what it says about us as a country, because most of the time the issues that I bring up on my show has something to do to say about who we are as a nation. And that's what my concerns are, is that we have to make sure our nation is going in the right direction. And then if our nation is going in the right direction, we can feel comfortable that maybe our communities are going in the right direction. And so therefore, I want to spend some time just talking about whether or not we're sure that our voices are being heard in a way that makes sure our nations are going in a right direction. And when you have an award like the Oscars that for 2 years in a row did not nominate any African Americans, that says something about us as a country. And I have to admit now, first and foremost, I don't go to the movies every week. I don't go to the movies every month. I don't go to movies, you know, I don't go to all the different movies. But certainly we ought to have something in place that allows everyone to have a fair shake. And it doesn't seem that in this situation that is the case, especially when we hear that the numbers of the people who relate to the people who vote, when we hear that something like 93% of those who vote are white, when we hear that 83% of those who vote are men, when we hear that the average age of the voters are 63, that doesn't seem like those type numbers or those type voters lend itself to everyone having a fair shake. And that's all that I think African Americans and Hispanics and Asians and all of those who are in the industry want is a fair opportunity to get a vote and an opportunity to win an Oscar. And certainly, if we're going to have an award that suggests that it is for the whole country, then it should have a diverse way of determining who is going to be awarded. And I think in this case, we've seen over a course of 2 year period that we have not had that voice, our diverse voice. So I want to start out, and I definitely want to give everybody a chance to speak on this subject, and I'll have my opportunity to speak on it as well throughout the show, but I see that we already have some callers. So I'm going to ask the callers to chime in and tell us where they feel, what their feelings are related to the situation the Oscars.
Love you, Kathy. Be careful. Thank you again.
All right, okay. So let me know what you're thinking out there. Do I have 5625? 5625.
What happened?
Okay, let's try 5625. I'll give you one more chance. Are you out there? Would you like to tell me what you think? Okay, let's try 2730. 2730, are you there?
Yes, I'll say that, this is Audrey from Lakeland. I'll say that you're correct and this have occurred before. And at that time, there was some discussion said that no minorities were submitted for the Oscars, and then it died down. The one thing that I would say that's different this time that actors and actresses came forward and took a stand, both black, white, and I believe they have said some steps have been taken to start the process to change. It won't completely make the difference for us, but at least some change is being made, because we do recognize that our minority actors and actresses are truly talented. In most cases, they're more talented than their counterparts. And for them not to be recognized for an award that really stands for their contributions into the industry is just unacceptable. I am glad that people are not only discussing it, but actions are being taken, which have in turn required the organization to start putting some layers into place. But even with the layers that they're placing, as far as the time limit of their term and how it will continue to evolve, the chairperson or whoever made the comment of until the Hollywood industry as a whole start recognizing the talent, that is an impact directly of who will be recognized. So, again, we have to think about our younger generation that is interested in going into the field of acting and productions and directing and all. And while we can recognize what Tyler Perry has done and achieved and Spike Lee, we still have so much more to do. So I appreciate you having this opportunity for us to discuss it, but not only discuss, identify what actions we can take as individuals, because as we individually take actions and those actions are combined, that's where the voices are heard and then actions are actually implemented, and that's when differences start to occur.
Andre, tell me, did you hear the statements that were made by Stacey Dash?
No. What was her statement?
Well, Stacey Dash came out and said that African Americans had to decide whether they were for integration or segregation, that they no longer could continue to have BET and other awards that only recognize African Americans if they truly wanted to be integrated, and also said that we needed to get rid of Black History Month because we were all Americans and that we shouldn't have a month that was specifically in place for African Americans. And so she was saying that we can't have our own awards and want to be recognized in on the Oscars, that was a double standard, that we would have our own awards to recognize only African Americans, but we want to be recognized in the Oscars as well. And so I'd just like to know, you know, what were your thoughts about that in terms of an African-American woman, she's Hispanic and African-American, suggesting that somehow we as African-Americans have a double standard, that we want to be recognized in the Oscars, but we don't recognize or want to have our own awards where only African-Americans are recognized, even though whites have been recognized in our award ceremony. What are your thoughts about that?
I think she has the right to her opinion. I personally don't agree with it, with her opinion. I do feel that there's room enough to have recognition specifically within our own, whether it's BET or other forms of individualizing, recognizing those who come up with certain standards that we have in place, as well as the overall Oscar. So I don't view it as a double standard. That's my opinion, and she have the right to have hers as well. And I believe she may have even benefited from being recognized from the BET. So it's very interesting that now she view it as a double standard, if you would. But, you know, that's often the case when people want to shut down anything that we want to progress and recognize our heritage and our legacy. Sometimes people say that, you know, as she has said, that, you know, we should not have Black History Month dedicated to recognizing Black. Well, Not only should we should we have Black History Month in February, we should recognize our history, our heritage, our legacy every day. But it's nothing wrong with identifying a specific time to ensure that a culture, that tradition is carried through. Because if we think about it, a lot of people will challenge and say that when we Christians celebrate Christmas, that scripturally that Jesus would not have been born in December. Well, my point of it is, I don't care which month he was born. He was born, and that's the key. However, we have designated, and we just use it as a tradition of celebrating December 25th. And my point of it is, it was aligned with people saying that you shouldn't identify, you know, Black heritage and Black culture and Black recognition in a form of BET, and then do it in, you know, as a form of the Oscars as well. So my point of it is, there's room to have it in both arenas. But again, she is entitled to her opinion, even though I disagree.
Thank you for sharing that. And one of the things is just ludicrous. I just find her statement, and you're so right, she does have the right to make any statement, even though I believe she is paid to make it. Just like you said, she's benefited. She made quite a bit of money off of shows that she was involved in on BET, and she's been on several different covers of African-American magazines that promoted her and got her to the place that she's in, but yet she now wants to suggest that those entities should not even exist if we're for integration, which is I try to work real hard not to say anything derogatory about an individual, and especially not try to make it personal, but her statement seems just out of line and totally out of order to me, and I appreciate your comments. Let's go on and let's see. 6628, are you out there? 6628. Are you out there this evening? Okay, let's move on. 3766, are you out there? Give us your name and where you're calling from, and give us your opinion. 3766. Well, one thing for sure is that we have to continue to press on and have our voices heard. If it wasn't for Jada Pinkett, who came out and made her statements, and then Spike Lee get on, some of the changes that quickly came about may have not come about. And it's important to recognize that when we have an opinion about something, that it's important for us to speak up. Again, Stacey Dash and Janet Hubbard had every right to make the statements that they made, but their statements don't fall in line with the idea that we want to have our artists recognized just as much as anyone else wants to have their artists recognized, and we want to enter even playing field. And so the point of stating our opposition is to let people know that we're aware that we had some good movies and some good representation out there that should have been given the opportunity to be at least on selected for nomination. And so I find there to be nothing wrong with that. And the bigger picture is this. Integration gave us the opportunity to have to integrate ourselves in America and have the dream. We weren't integrating ourselves into America because we wanted to change our heritage or change who we were. We accept that we are African Americans, and we're proud that we're African Americans. But as African Americans, we wanted the opportunity to live the American dream. That's what integration was about. Integration was not necessarily just about us somehow wanting to transition ourselves into white America in a way that we disappeared. We don't want to disappear. We want just the opportunity to live our lives in a manner that gives us the ability to rise as high as we can rise as individuals and be awarded for those efforts that we make. And so what we see here is when you don't have diversity in the selection process, you have these situations take place. And so we're not at any point suggesting that the people selected did not do a good job, that they should not be awarded. What we're suggesting is that because of the lack of diversity, other movies did not get an opportunity to get selected because of the people who were making the selection. So it's a selection process that is flawed. And that takes place still in our society and in every aspect of our society, in job representation, in all kind of other representation. So when we fight for the entertainers, we're in essence fighting for ourselves in the job market, in the corporate world, as well. So it's important for us to recognize that these fights that we have related to the Oscars are a fight for us in every aspect of America. So we need to insist that we want change to take place in every aspect of our lives. So it's important to recognize that we're not going to stop fighting. And people like people who have a voice that are opposite from that, sometimes they have their own agendas. Stacey Dash works for Fox Television. She gets paid by Fox to have a similar opinion to those people she worked for. And so I'm somewhat disheartened by her words, because I'm not sure if they're exactly what she really feels or is what she's paid to say. Let's go back to our phone lines, and we'll check on some of those lines and see the ones who couldn't come in. 5625, are you out there? Give me your name and tell us what you think. Okay, we'll go on to another one. Let's see. It's 6628. Are you out there? Can you hear me?
This is 6628. This is Joyce.
Okay, give me your name and where you're calling from.
Joyce from Glendale, Arizona.
All right.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. To me, she's just what she played in that movie, Clueless, you know. But this is not her first time really throwing out innuendos about blacks. My take on this is, why do, when we stand up for what we believe in and really bring things that should be right to the forefront, it always portray us as whining, that we are not deserving, you know, to try to intimidate us in a way that we're wrong for trying to stand up for what is right.
You're right. But we can't allow that to make us not say anything. You're right.
Exactly.
People tend to think we're whining and crying, but the point is if you don't say anything, they would not have sought to change stuff so quickly if we had remained quiet.
You're right. It wouldn't change at all. It would keep going just the way that it is, the way that it is. And it took people like George Clooney and the big-time people to step up, too, and I really appreciate them stepping up because it's more of an impact, you know. And my respect goes out to Jada for really making that stand, because we had the talent this year. We had the talent last year. And to be overlooked, as a matter of fact, there was a couple of movies that did not have enough slots for the movie of the year. So some of those, Concussion, the other movies could have really been nominated, because there was room to have those movies there to be considered. But they was not even taken into consideration.
Well, what do you have to say? Let me ask you this question: what do you have to say even about the present makeup? Don't you find that odd that you would have 93% white, 80-some percent males, and 60, the average age 63? I mean, how could you possibly get a honest vote from that kind of a demographic?
Well, you know, the demographic, you know, I can understand that because there's always been a white man, a white world, more or less. But the age group in the 60 demographic, age group, I have an issue with that because to me that would be the generation where people should be more open-minded. You know, our generation, more or less. I'm going on 65. So you have a different outlook as to how you look at the world, and you're taking people for face value, and this is the situation where we had all those opportunities. So those people that's doing the voting, you're surprised that they wouldn't be open-minded to bring in all the other diversities into the mix.
Well, you would expect that because they had gone through some things like you have and opened your eyes, but at the same time, when 83% of them are male, you know, what is that? You know, here you got all these males making decisions about women's experiences or their how they performed, and then you have all these white individuals making decisions on the performance of African Americans. So sometimes, I have to be honest with you, I want to be honest on this show. When I listen to white comics, sometimes I don't get the joke. So, but that's because I have a black experience. So I understand that they're very funny to the people who have a similar experience, and I don't deny them being funny, but at the same time, their humor is not my humor because of where I come from. So it's important that we recognize that sometimes, I mean, I cannot imagine, you know, the movie in terms of Back to Compton, you know, what they would have thought when they watched that. Because I'm not sure, you know, I didn't even watch it because it didn't appeal to me, but I could not imagine what white America would think of it because, you know, of what their experiences have been. So it's important sometimes when we look at things that we know that we bring our experiences to the table.
Exactly, but that's why it should have been elected, because that's being open-minded. You know, a lot of the movies may be heavy to me that I don't understand, but, you know, I go to the movies and I learn because it's like an education, too, because you're getting a different outlook, you know. Compton is a heavy movie. I saw it, but to me it was like an education, too, and I'm black, you know. So, you know, to me it was well put. And you have to look at the acting, too. That's what it should be all about the role playing. You know, you can play a role so good that you can even, you know, you get the feel of the movie. You get the feel of what that person thinking. You get to be in that person's skin, more or less. That's what acting is, and that's what they portrayed it. They did a hell of a good job, and not to mention Concussion. That was education within itself. That definitely should have been there. But
right.
And you also look at the makeup with all the males. You know, white men has always been jealous in a way of black males, regardless. You know, you just have to look at that too. It's deeper than what it appears on the surface too. So it's just we have issues. I would like to say today, I don't know whether or not you saw that it made national news here in Arizona. We had a high school where some of the students dressed in black T-shirts with the word N-I and blank, blank, heist, E-R on it. What is that telling us about our young people now? It's ridiculous.
Right.
We have issues, and it's so deep, and it lets me know what are we saying inside our homes? What are people really thinking? What is on their minds? But we're really, really, I think we have really serious issues and as a society, and it's scary.
And that's the reason why our voice has to be heard no matter what industry it is. We have to speak up, because if we don't speak up, the pendulum will swing back the other way where people start to believe that some of those thoughts become acceptable. And we
exactly.
have to, the only way to make sure that it's not acceptable is that we scream at every point that we have to when we see something that shows some type of unfairness. It may not even be racist, but it's purely unfair that this situation has taken place 2 years in a row. so that's the part that we have to scream and yell about. I so appreciate you calling in, and please continue to do that, because my audience brings so much to the table when we have the opportunity to talk. We're going to take a break right now. We're at the halfway point. We're going to take a break and listen to some commercials, and we'll be right back to discuss the Oscars and what it means to us as African Americans, or us to what does it mean to us as a nation that for 2 years in a row, no African Americans or no people of color have been selected to be nominated for the Oscars. We'll be right back with you.
A better network, as explained by an abnormally large basketball hoop. When a wireless network has bigger capacity, more data gets through more quickly. Score. Better matters. Verizon.
You use Tide Pods?
Yeah.
But I thought you were the queen of the pre-treat soak. Treat soak.
Those are fond memories, but those things are amazing. Once I saw what they did, I actually started to relax. Don't touch my things. Those little guys clean, brighten, and fight stains. So now I can focus on more pressing matters,
like your container.
Isn't it beautiful?
Your sweet peppers aren't next to your hot peppers.
That's my Tide. What's yours?
Hello, I am Princess Cooper with the Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network, and you're listening to Thoughts, Love, and Reflections with host James Deshay right here every Saturday at 8 p.m. Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network.
Welcome back to Thoughts, Love, and Reflection. And again, I want to say to you, this program is being brought to you by Never Having It So Good Sports Media Network. And we want to continue our conversation regarding the Oscars and bringing in what Stacey Dash, if those of you who heard the comments that Stacey Dash made and Jeanette Hubbard made, I really would like you to comment on those. So we want to really see and look and determine, you know, where we stand and what our feelings are. I'm going to ask caller 3766, are you out there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I'd love to hear what you think about what does this mean to us as a nation when for 2 years in a row the Oscars have not nominated any people of color?
Well, as a nation, I think that I support the fact that that it is being talked about now, because I believe that for many years we've flocked to the television to watch the Oscars. Now, to be very honest with you, I really don't watch a lot of the awards shows, but a lot of people flock to watch it on Sunday nights usually, and for our young people not to see their own being nominated, that disappoints me. But what is even more disappointing to me is that we as people of color do not support what we have in place already. We have the NAACP Image Awards. We have the BET Awards. And we even have the Black Girls Rock Awards. And oftentimes they're saying everybody all of a sudden says we need to put our monies back into our communities, or we need to support our own. And we don't do that. So if we do not support our own with the endeavors that are already in place, how are we going to expect other people to respect us when oftentimes we do not respect ourselves. I believe that Chris Rock should host the show tomorrow, and I believe that he's not Chris Rock. Is it Chris Rock or Chris Tucker?
It's Chris Rock.
Chris Rock. Chris
You're
Rock.
Right.
And
right.
I'm Chris Rock. Chris. I was thinking Chris Tucker was on my mind because he lost his father this week. But
right.
Chris Rock is intelligent enough to throw enough shade and to address the issue to bring consciousness to those who are sitting there. And I believe that he will represent us in a mighty way. So he needs to go there. But we also need to represent ourselves with the awards that we have already present in our community. Again, that's the BET Awards. That's the NAACP Image Awards, Black Girls Rock. And there may be others that I'm not, that I'm forgetting. But we need to honor ourselves. A man is without honor but in his own country. We need to honor ourselves within our own country, within our own neighborhoods, within our own circles also.
Well, what would you say to, did you get a chance to hear the statements made by Stacey Dash?
Yes, I heard Miss Stacey Dash.
What are your opinions on that?
I don't give much energy into listening to what Stacey Dash says. She's right there on the level with Donald Trump with me. And if you're not going to help the situation, then I'm definitely not going to listen to anything that you have to say. I believe she's just off base. I believe she's off base mentally. I believe she's off base politically. But I have to give her credit for having the courage to say those types of things. When she says those types of things, which I consider to be ignorant, then it allows for a conversation. And, James, you know I'm always about having conversation.
Well, I have to tell you that it took every bit of my strength and every bit of my training that my mom gave me not to lash out, because I just thought that her thoughts were so far left of center, are so crazy. You know, I know we don't all vote, all speak with one voice. I don't expect all African-Americans to speak with one voice. But to suggest that we need to get rid of Black History Month, we need to get rid of anything that is specifically put in place to honor African-Americans because we want integration, it's crazy. We can be integrated and still highlight the accomplishments of African Americans. And white America highlights their accomplishments all the time. So therefore, there's nothing said to suggest that all races of people, all genders of people, shouldn't be allowed to highlight their accomplishments. Just because we're involved in integration, not just one group of people can speak for all of us, okay? I mean, there are times when our kids need to hear what African Americans have accomplished so therefore they can be inspired to accomplish similar things. If a person does want to watch a lot of television shows that feature white America, they should have the option to go to BET and watch what they want to watch for their edification. You can't tell a person that they shouldn't have the right to watch shows that represent them or give them entertainment. I said just a little while ago that there are shows on television that are very successful that I cannot watch every day. Friends is one of them. I'm sure Friends was a great show. It had a great run. But certainly it was not something that would appeal for me to watch every day because the humor was not, at some points, was not very funny to me. And I understand that and I accept that. But for somehow she, for her to suggest that we shouldn't have a show, shows that we watch, Bill Cosby, that is a show that I could watch every, and I know some of y'all got a problem with Bill Cosby now, but I'm just saying, that was a show that I could watch every week, and I was going to get something out of it, because they it was geared toward me. And so I certainly don't think that I have anything to be ashamed of. I should apologize for wanting to have those opportunities to have award shows and networks that feature me and my race, and I won't apologize for that. So I think she was way off base in regards to that, Regina.
And you are absolutely right. And as I said, we cannot give our she is another way of distracting us from what really matters. This because the president of the Oscars, the Academy, has started already because there is conversation about the lack of diversity in the honors. They have already started to change the makeup of those who are going to vote. Now, that is what we're calling for. That is what is occurring. So we need to let this ride out. Stacey Dash, thank you for making ignorant comments to give us the opportunity to show why we need diverse programming. Because if not, we will have people like you running around who are so off base that it would just be absolutely ridiculous. And then I've also said that this right here is a total distraction to what's going on all over the United States. Well, no, I'm sorry. Let me take that back. What's going on in Flint, Michigan with the water issue and how serious of an issue that is and how you have thousands of children, thousands of adults who've been poisoned by this water, who cannot drink. You have a whole city that cannot drink its water when the water could have been received from another city and Flint didn't accept that issue. That's a whole other issue. But because we're sitting here discussing the foolery of Stacey Dash, oh, those other folk are going to handle Stacey Dash. I've never met anybody as ignorant as and who's bold enough to make those comments, but I've got to respect her boldness regardless of how off base it is.
Well, I have to tell you that she seemingly has gotten to the point where the people on Fox are willing to pay her to say all kind of ridiculous statements. She had just gotten off suspension for cursing on TV in regards to President Obama, and the fact that she found it necessary to make those ridiculous comments about President Obama just says a lot about who she is as a person. I think she is not she for the dollar she's been willing to give up her soul because her name is going to be tracked through mud in regards to where her stances are, that she's willing to take this money and make these kind of statements on behalf of Fox Television. It's just ridiculous. And I feel sorry for her that she finds herself in the position that she wants the dollar so much that she's willing to sell her soul for it. And that's exactly what it seems to be to me, is that she makes these outlandish statements. And it wasn't until she made the outlandish statements that I came to find out that both the Images Awards and BET Awards and NAACP Awards, she made the statement that only blacks get awarded on those shows, and that is not true, that all of those award shows have highlighted some of the accomplishments
yes.
of white America. So when
they
you
have.
Made the statement that it was only for blacks, that was an untrue statement. And then when she
Very
received
untrue.
Check, when she was she's receiving checks and money from the same organizations that she's going to suggest need to be disbanded, is another slap in the face. So she needs to be very careful about what kind of legacy is going to she's going to leave behind after making these outlandish statements. And I just feel sorry for her in a way that she finds herself in the situation that she has to sell her soul for a dollar. It's a sad situation. And I think
we
need to speak up. Those of us who have a voice need to let her know that we heard the statement she heard and what it is that we think of the statement she heard. I don't want to talk about her as an individual. I don't want to attack her as a person, but she definitely needs
right.
to hear the backlash or see the backlash from the statements that she made and in regards to black history. She has a lot of nerve to suggest that we need to get rid of black history when we fought so hard, we fight so hard for our history to be told. There are a lot of people who have to be honored at this time because of the difficulty that we have with honoring them at any other time. So certainly she needs to feel the backlash from making those
well,
statements.
Well, James.
Yes, Regina.
Let me ask you, do you think she cares about the backlash?
Well, I don't know if she cares, but she, you know, we have a way, or there is a way of making people stop making statements when they get hit hard enough. So she may not care right now, but if we come out loud enough and long enough, she will feel the wrath. There is a wrath that you will feel from making all kind of crazy statements, and she definitely needs to know what we feel about the statements that she made. Again, she had every right to make them, but there is a penalty for being too far left of center, and she definitely was she was out of place.
I agree with you. She was definitely out of place. And I also believe that the people who she thinks she's helping excuse my language, the people who are pimping her out, one day they're going to pull their support from her. Then she's going to run back to the black community, the same community that because of policies on diversity got her to where she is. That's the same community she's going to come back to. Will that community accept her? Not without an apology, because we have long memories. Long memories.
And we need to make her aware of that.
She's going to have to come back.
We need to make her aware.
I agree.
We're going to take another break, and we'll be right back to finish out the show. We're going to take another short break, and we'll be right back to finish out the show and make our final comments in regards to Oscars and Stacey Nash.
Hi, I am Princess Cooper, CEO of Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network, and we would like to welcome the following shows. Teen Talk Radio with Minister Clarence Arad in Columbia, South Carolina. Been There, Done That with Cindy Smith in Atlanta, Georgia. Recovery Just for Today with Lloyd Jr. and Lloyd Sr. in Atlanta, Georgia. Chef Shack Live with Chicafrica Simmons in Tallahassee, right here on Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. It's a Way Out, hosted by Marlon Reed in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Wake Up Call, hosted by Pastor Annie Sally, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. Spiritually Reincarnated with host Gilbert Sines from Orlando, Florida. Breaking the Silence, the dialogue about mental health with Don E. Miller from Atlanta, Georgia. And Regina's World with Regina E. Williams, live from Columbia, South Carolina. We are a better network for having them aboard.
Well, I did say we were going to come back and talk about Stacey Dash and about the Oscars, but I think we talked a lot about them. But one of the things I want to bring up before we get to the end of the show is, and I just have to keep saying it because I want my voice to be heard and I want your voice to be heard in regard to what's going on in our society right now. But I want you all to go back. I watch news all the time, and it's important for me to watch it all the time because I want to bring things to your attention. But today, Donald Trump made this statement, and this statement is so off base. And so, you know, when we talk about political correctness, being politically correct has a place because it means that you understand or have some idea of the feelings and the pain of what goes on around you. And there are some things that you say and you don't say. And there's some things that don't need to be said because they bring nothing positive to the table. And today, Donald Trump made this statement that the people that support him are so loyal that if he went out in the street and shot somebody, he would not lose any support. Now, that is, I just don't understand if people can't not recognize how crazy this man is, that he'll let anything come out of his mouth, that he does not honestly understand the kind of damage that he does to our country when he makes foolish statements like that. Now, how can we possibly let a man talk for us as America without script, when he's willing to say anything come out of his mouth? Now, here he is, as much as we talk about violence, and as much as we are against violence, he would use that kind of representation to talk about the people that support him. Now, to me, that says something about him, as well as the people that support him, that he could honestly say that he could go out and shoot somebody in the middle of a busy street and not lose any representation. And that what that says is the people are willing to support him no matter how foolish and how silly he may be. And that is what we're finding ourselves having to deal with when we deal with people like Donald Trump. And it's crazy. And I think that it's insanity that he has not lost support at this point. So I'm not sure what it is that he has to do to lose support, but it says a lot about us as Americans that he has been able to maintain the support that he's maintained and what it says about the people who continue to support him. This man has no control over what he allows to come out of his mouth. There's no way in the world he can suggest to me that he's going to be able to bring America together when every time something comes out of his mouth, it divides us as a nation. When he used that illustration, it suggested to me that that's why there are some police officers who believe that there's no downside to shooting African Americans in the middle of the street because they're going to have support no matter what. That seems to be that same illustration can be used in all the incidents that have taken place that he would suggest that that was the statement, the kind of statement he needed to make. And if at some point we don't get some kind of voice sent to him that let him know that he is wrong about what he's capable of doing without losing support, that's a crazy thought to me. I really don't see how in the world we can continue to go in this direction and not recognize the damage that a person like Donald Trump can do to our society if we don't put a stop to it. We must put a stop to what is taking place politically with those people who are running in the Republican Party. I'm telling you, and if we don't put a stop to it, we're going to be really damaging our society. And I look forward to the opportunity to talking to you and to finding out exactly where the other voices are and what you're thinking. I want you to know that I want to have an honest and open line of communication with you on my show, Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. And I want you to continue to support me and call into my show. I want you to write to me at djames82@aol.com. Write to me and let's have a dialogue and talk about what kind of things you'd like to hear me discuss on my show. I want you to go to my Facebook page, inbox me, and let me know what it is you think about my show and the kinds of things we discuss. This is an important vehicle for us to use to make sure that our voices are heard. It's important for us to step up and talk about the things that impact us, no matter how small they may be, because those small things become large things. We have to recognize that it's up to us to make a statement about what it is that we're doing in our country and the direction we're planning on going. I also want you to take this opportunity to go to lulu.com and research and take a look at my books, James Deshay, Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, Passion, Desire, and Contemplation. I really would like you to look at those and purchase them, to put them in your personal library. I can guarantee you that you will thank me if you purchase my books and see how much enjoyment you get from reading my books over and over and over again. And I also want you to introduce them to your friends, coworkers, and family. So please go to Facebook, look me up on Facebook, inbox me, tell me what you'd like us to talk about on my show. I want to hear what your opinion is of my books. Again, Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, Passion, Desire, and Contemplation. My third book will be coming out very, very soon, and I want you to just support my efforts into bringing you some good information related to the material that I write. I want to tell you that I am very excited about this new year. I'm looking forward to bringing all types of subject matter to you to discuss and for you to have a voice on. It's important for us to use this show as an opportunity to share what our opinion is related to the different issues that are facing us in America. America will only be great if we refuse to be quiet as we see the things that go on in our society. We have to speak up and speak out about the impact that is happening to our society when we have the wrong leadership in office. And right now we have this presidential election is one of the most important in our lifetime. And we have to make sure that we protect our standing in the world by electing the right person to move us forward. And right now, I have to be honest with you, even if I was not a Democrat, there is not a person in the Republican side I would vote for that I feel comfortable with leading us into the next century. It is important for us to make sure our voices are heard, and we call people like Stacey Dash out when they make some silly and stupid comments related to the things that we know that are important to us. When we need our voices to be heard, she needs to hear a resounding message from us as they are from the African community about what we think about the things she so openly stated on Fox TV. And she needs to understand that it's okay for her to receive that check from Fox, to be their mouthpieces if she wants to, but she needs to know there'll be damage done to her brand, her name, as a result of what she says on that show to get that paycheck. Now, we need to make sure she understands that there is a price to be paid for making outlandish statements that go against our society or our race of individuals, us as African Americans. She can make the statements that there's a price to be paid. We want her to know that she has the freedom to speak her words, but her words will come back on her. to hunt her. So this is James DeShade, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, coming to you from Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. And we just want to say this is the vehicle for your voice to be heard, and we look forward to hearing from you week after week after week. I'll be back with you next week with another subject and giving you the opportunity to share your thoughts and opinions. Thank you so very much for calling in, and I'll see you next week.
In the past, my life has been inundated by those who truly didn't understand the term commitment. The connections would flourish and become entangled by daily life experiences. Quickly, that which seemed so promising turned barren. What has recently appeared before me seems to break all the rules of the past. I find myself waiting to overcome the next obstacle, because the connection will be strengthened by the experience. You have created a love within me which was unforeseeable. I've never known love